From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Welcome back to The Secret Life of Motherhood with myself, Christine, and Anne.
Hi.
We are together in Windhoek. What lovely weather you guys have been having.
Well, it's a little sad because clearly the season is changing.
Mm.
Like, mornings are a little misty. I don't like it.
I'm loving the weather.
No.
Because it's not hot while I'm here. So, I mean, with the weather and everything, obviously a lot of allergies come through.
Mm.
And my sister's child, he's got a lot of allergies. He really, really struggles with it. And one of the things they have to do constantly is put eye drops in his eyes.
Okay.
So when they were visiting us a while ago, he's also allergic to cats, the poor thing. And we've got a cat. So his eyes were so swollen up. And he just did not want to do the eye drops. So I said to him, let me do it because I've got a better way.
Right.
And I actually got him. And now when I'm around, he's like, no, my mom's not doing this. You're doing this, please. and he's gotten her to do it now as well. When you have to put eye drops in, have them close their eyes.
Yeah.
And then you just drip it on the inside
corner.
Like where
the tear duct is.
And then they have to open their eyes and just blink, 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 blink.
Yeah.
And that works really well. So it got us thinking about all the other mom hacks that there are, because we have to lie, deceive, and manipulate our way through motherhood.
Manipulation is right at the top of the list.
I haven't gotten the hang of that one.
Manipulation, really?
That's hard for me. I can lie really well.
Okay.
Probably can deceive. Lying and deceiving, is it the same thing? I can play hardball, but manipulation is really hard.
You'll get there.
You have a boy. You have to manipulate.
I have to.
Because he's going to be a man that you have to manipulate later. Make him think everything's his idea.
So I don't have a lot of mom hacks. You know, the is just hard, so it's what it is. But one that I have been using for a while is to make lunchbox packing easier. So beginning of the month, I'll bake 2 batches of muffins, and then I freeze them individually. So you literally can even take them out of the freezer the morning of. Just pack them in there, and by 10 o'clock, which is lunchtime for them at school, then voila, you've got a fresh muffin.
I like that.
When my son was younger, what was he, like 3 and a half, round about there, I had a brilliant hack to get him to sleep, because he would not sleep at night. He would be a terrible sleeper. So still, I'm so proud of this hack. And it worked for months. Klasfaki is what we call him in Afrikaans. You say it's the Sandman in English.
Yeah.
I've never heard it. Never heard another way of saying it in English. Okay. I don't know. Google gave us some really dodgy translation options. But so the Sandman was pretty big in our house. And this one evening, I wrote a little note that said something like, with it came a little bottle of liquid.
Okay.
Which was very hard to find, secret liquid, vanilla essence. And the little note said, this stuff I only save for emergencies, like with you, when you find it so hard to fall asleep. So it's very strong, very concentrated, just 2 drops in a little bit of hot milk. Boom, knocks you right out.
And it worked?
It worked like a charm.
Oh my goodness.
And then a couple of months down the line, him and I, my son and I, were baking cake, and out comes the actual bottle of vanilla essence, and he opens it and he smells it. And his eyes go big. He's like, why does this smell like Klasfaki drops? And I'm like, I don't know.
Ask him.
I don't know where he got that stuff from.
I remember now that Jared, remember Jared?
How can I forget?
He had issues with his daughter and her cousins. They just did not want to drink water.
Okay.
And they were also pretty small. And then he told them one day, they asked him what's in his bottle. And he said, this is, I think it was like dinosaur juice
or yes.
karate juice or something.
Dinosaur juice.
And they said they also want. He's like, nah, you can't have this stuff. Like,
can't handle it.
And they said, no, they really want it. So he would give them dinosaur juice. And it was just water in a different bottle.
And they loved it.
They loved it. They drank all their dinosaur juice every single day.
So that's a slight bit of manipulation.
Yeah. So another one that really makes my life very easy. I saw this online once. I've been doing it ever since. I think I've been doing it for probably 3 or 4 years now.
Mm.
You know, one of the biggest struggles is when you're in a store and your child sees a toy and they're like, can I have this? Can I have this? And mama, can I get cry? Mama, is it please? Mama cakey. I want to pull out my eyes. I can't look. So what you do is you say you can't have it now, but let's put it on your wish list.
Okay.
For your birthday or Christmas. And then you tell them to hold the item and you take a picture.
Okay.
And they're satisfied. You say, there, it's on your wish list. Now, this is double whammy because firstly, they feel satisfied. Someone knows and has acknowledged that they want this. They really, really want it. They've held it as if it's going to be their own. And then secondly, when people ask, what's on your child's birthday wish list? You send them a few photos. You tell them where it was or for Christmas because I forget.
Of course.
And that's worked really, really well for us because I can send a picture. Especially my mom and my mom-in-law, when they want to know, like, this is what it looks like. This is how much it costs. This is where it is. And they get the right gift.
See, I don't know if that would necessarily work with my son because he might just be like, but now that's unfair. Now I felt it. I've smelt it.
No, you won't. Can guarantee you won't because it's that anticipation. 100%. It's now on my wish list. I have not... with either of my children. And now, I mean, the eldest is 8. Nine. Just turned 9.
Not ready for this.
She still loves it. She still does it. She will actually ask me now, Mommy, can we put this on my wish list? Now, it does get annoying by the 5th time they want to put something in the wish list in the same shopping trip. But then I would say, okay, there's enough on your wish list. Like, okay. No one's going to buy you all of this stuff. But the smallie also comes to me now. They've never had a meltdown of, can I have it now?
Okay.
They'll sometimes ask, you know, but content. And then I'm like, no, but it's on your wish list. And then they leave it.
So you've actually had like grandparents or friends actually buy these items.
Yeah.
So they do see a return on investment.
Yes.
Okay.
Do. I mean, obviously we manage expectations. You're not getting everything on your wish list. but now that it's on your wish list, we're not going to forget about it. It's there. And there's a picture. And they always ask, can I see the picture? And, you know, it's a whole thing. And it just kind of takes their mind off the whole making you crazy.
Fair enough.
The other thing, when people give your children toys, then your house overflows with toys. And everything lies around because you're the only one that can pick anything up off the floor, as we have mentioned in this podcast before. So nowadays, I just take the broom and I start sweeping. And I don't even have to say it anymore.
Okay.
Or I don't have to say it much. I just started saying, listen, just so you know, I am sweeping and everything that is still on the floor by the time I have finished will be in the dustbin.
Thrown away.
And then they just like spark to come and pick it up. And I don't stop sweeping as they pick that up. I just keep on sweeping.
Yeah, but you just keep on. You still have to put in effort to start sweeping before they'll pick it up.
I was going to sweep anyway because I live in Walvis Bay.
Were you?
Can't. Yes, I was.
Okay.
But I mean, it can just be, it doesn't even have to be a concerted effort. Like you just have to kind of pretend okay,
it's
like you're sweeping.
It's like
stuff.
Dog training. With a clicker. Okay, so when they hear the click, they know.
That's what one of the moms also said. She said something in that line on our WhatsApp group where she said with her daughter who's now like early teenage years, she just has stopped punishments. She just gives rewards because taking away privileges doesn't seem
do
to help.
Anything.
Fine, take it away and you'll see.
See that, what that's going to do.
See if I care. But when you get rewards, like I'll give you money or I'll give you this, then apparently that works for teenagers.
Well, you see, it works for tweens as well. Because a couple of weeks ago, our son decided that he's going to give his acting chops, you know, a taste out.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Monday. He just didn't want to go to school. So I literally drove around the block 3 times at school to try and calm him down and try and talk him down. And I dropped him off. He went to school. And then, surprise, surprise, an hour later, teacher phones me. He's really not well. Please pick him up. So I picked him up. He did later admit to me that he was faking it.
Oh, no.
Yes. And so then my husband said to him, okay, here's what we're going to do. If you go to school every single day this month, you get $100 extra pocket money. Has he pulled it again? No.
Bribery.
Reward
lies,
system.
Lies, bribery, manipulation. That's how you get through parenthood. That's how you do it.
It's your little starter kit.
I do give my children pocket money as well, but for a very selfish reason. I mean, neither of them are 10 years old yet.
Mm.
They're not going to be thrifty. They don't give a about saving money. They just want to buy stuff, okay? So again, saving myself a lot of pain in the shops. They each get their money.
Okay.
And then if they're like, Mama, can I get cry? Mama, can I die? Can I get... do you still have money left? No? Sorry. do you have your wallet with you? Nope. Sorry.
See, my son just asks me to e-wallet myself the money out of his account.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. My children don't have accounts. They get it cash.
Okay.
But even so, if they ask me, because they'll ask me for, can we get it early? No, no work, no pay, honey. can I do the chore at home? Nope, no work, no pay, honey. Yeah, can you just lend me the... No, I don't lend money.
It's just not what we do.
Want jy leen jouself net uit vir 'n ou skoen. No.
I just want to say that Christine is a very caring mother in real life. She really is. I've seen her in action.
I just, you know, it just avoids the whole conversation. And my youngest is now 5. She's turning 6 this year. And she's been getting pocket money for about a year already.
Okay.
She has absolutely no concept of money. Okay. She knows that 30 is more than 10.
Yeah.
So she knows when it starts getting low. But she's got no concept of working with money. But when she starts crying about, I want a thing, then I can just be like, you don't have money.
You used it all.
You used it. Not my problem, babes.
I love it when my son looks at a chocolate on the shelf. And remember in our day, a chocolate was like 50 cents. And then it went to $5. And it was like, oh my goodness, where are these prices going? So now chocolates are what, $20? Not
depends
even
on
a
which
slab.
You get like 15, 18.
Ugh. And he goes, he's like, huh, that's pretty cheap for a chocolate. I'm like, no, it's not.
I am so happy you said
it's
that.
It's not.
Because my eldest has this thing nowadays where she also says, oh, that's cheap. Oh, that's really... Also, that's cheap for a chocolate. Oh, that's not expensive at all. I'm like,
how
are you kidding this?
How do you know? You've got no frame of reference, child.
So, yeah. But look, everyone's got mom hacks. If you have any, go and share them with us on our Facebook page. You can join our WhatsApp community and share it there. But like we said multiple times, if you have to lie, bribe, or manipulate your way through things,
it's okay.
That's okay.
That's
what
done.
We all do.
Yeah.
And we'd love to hear your mom hacks. We hope you enjoyed ours and find them useful.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy the rest of our episodes. You can find us on nova.com.na, Secret Life of Motherhood page.
Yep.
You can also find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and then social media.
Facebook, The Secret Life of Motherhood, as well as TikTok, or tickety-tockety, as I like to call it, at Secret Life 911, because we need help.
Till next week, Wednesday, this is The Secret Life of Motherhood.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.